Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the King Fisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BGNQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hello, KZN, and welcome to another week of the Fishing Report, where, unfortunately, there is no fishing to really report on. However, we still have some news. We still have our correspondents that has brought us some content for you to be aware of what the conditions are looking like and what we predict the conditions could be like. However, there is really not much that's been going on. And before we kick off the show, I would just like to say from our correspondents and I, our deepest sympathies to everyone in KZN. I am a Dublin boy myself. I have been in the thick of the storm to the point where houses on my road have been washed away. And unfortunately, this was a time where fishing wasn't really a priority. It was about helping our community around us. And it was amazing to see that the whole KZN community has pulled away together and helped each other out during this trying time. Now, with that being said, helping each other out, I think, guys, what we really need to do is get that beaches cleaned up. You are well aware of the debris that's on our beach, the chaos the storms has caused on our KZN coastline. And I would feel that now's the time where we do not wait for a group or an organization to say, hey, you know, we're doing a beach cleanup right now. We just need to go get our black bags, get down to the beach and start picking up whatever we can, putting it into the garbage bag and bringing it above that high water line, because that's just going to make it easier for the guys that are cleaning up the beaches to do it a little more quicker. If we all get together as anglers to do a bit of our beach cleanup, this would make a huge difference to getting our rods on the water a lot sooner. So come on, KZN anglers, we can do this. Let's not leave everything all doom and gloom, and let's get back to the fishing as soon as we can. Now, kicking off the show with it being the long Easter weekend. Yeah, another wet weekend heading our way. But that doesn't mean we do not be involved in fishing. I mean, we could always just be cleaning out our tackle bags, making some traces, popping into our local tackle store, supporting the guys, finding out what's going on, what's the predictions for the upcoming weeks ahead, what's their predictions for the season, what they feel about the winter fish that's coming on. So although we're not fishing, we can be talking fishing. We can be involved in something with our fish, even if it is just making those traces and prepping for the winter fishing that's coming. So with the show, we've got our correspondents and they have given us some of their predictions, pretty much telling us exactly what they've seen on the beach and what they feel is going to happen over the next couple of weeks. As well as I've been chatting to quite a few guys over this past week, and there's so many different opinions of what's been going on. And you know, that's the beauty of being an angler. We are always optimistic. Nothing would hold us back from getting on the beach. In fact, when I was calling the guys on the lower south coast, the guys at Margate, they're still selling bait. So I guess when a guy's got a fish, so nothing's gonna hold them back. And that's the beauty of being an angler. We will always find a way to get those rods bending at the soonest point we can. So guys, like I said at the start of the show, there's not much to report on. However, if you're a skateboard angler, there is, if you can get past the 2 kilometers of chocolate brown water. If you're a rock and surf angler, yeah, it's going to be a little while before we get out there. However, if you're a freshwater angler, Jan from Pietermaritzburg has a few inspiring words to keep you going out over this long weekend. And when it comes to opinions of what the storm has caused, well, let's just say some guys are of the opinion that the debris that's out at sea is causing a reef and there would be fish under there. Some guys are of the opinion that after a storm like this, the fishing is bound to get better. And some guys are of the opinion that, hey, this is cob water. This is bream water. So they're still going to go out and fish. Some guys are of the opinion that, hey, a fish is still going to eat. So they're going to put a bait out. So let's kick off the show. Starting off, as always, down the lower south coast, Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepston. Guys, the water is chocolate brown. It is fairly difficult conditions. But like I said, the tackle stores, as reported, guys are still coming in and buying bait. There's still some holiday makers around. Guys are still trying to get some fish. But if you're a ski boat angler, the fishing has been really fantastic prior to the storm. And from what we've heard, if the ski boaters do have the permission to go out, they are going out. Because once they get past that color line, there's bound to be some fish. Because the conditions has been proving prior to the storm that the fish are here. So the guys are catching some good tuna, some good cooter. Bottom fishing has been fantastic. However, I don't know now with the color line, because the guys are not saying no one has been out this week. But the opportunities are there. So if you're a ski boat angler and the conditions do permit you going out, please, by all means, go. However, be aware that there's a lot of debris in the water. There's a lot of bamboos and trees and a lot of rubbish out there. So be cautious when you're heading up. Rather take it a little too slow than a little too fast. So then, moving on down to Park Rennie, Rocky Bay, and Scottburgh. Well, surprise, surprise, storm has caused havoc in those areas. The roads are even damaged, let alone the sea being absolutely upside down. So not much fishing that's been reported on in the area. However, same story. Prior to the storm, fishing was good. Unfortunately for now, with the rain coming over this long weekend, we cannot see any fishing at all going on in the area for this long weekend. Now, on to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, we have got Gary from the Kingfisher, who's had a report for us. This is what he has seen the conditions being like right outside his front door. Here we go, Gary.
Good morning, chaps. It's Gary here at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Yeah, obviously with the big rain, we had about the low boat was 436 mil. And we had a week before that another 150, so the ground is wet. At 436 mil, the low boat river is about 400 yards wide at the mouth. One of the spans of the bridge on the north side is gone. The base of the north side. A railway line is suspended there. So, yeah, other than some nice size at Kerpa getting washed out here at Warners, probably 12, 13, maybe 14 inches long, there's not much happening. But I've seen in the seas like this in the past that when it happens, fishing can come right with a bang very quickly. You would never think so, but look in a couple of days and we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Until next week, goodbye.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Well, guys, Gary is an experienced angler, and you know, we are hoping that his prediction is right on the seas recovering really quick and coming back with a bang. Now, moving on to Durban, well, conditions, pretty much the same as the rest of the coastline. The sea has gone completely brown. However, if you're a ski boat angler and you can get out, which we do not suggest right now because the harbor is really messed up, behind that 2 kilometer brown water, fishing is said to be good. Fishing was fantastic prior to the storm, but unfortunately, I mean, it is really bad where we even have a tanker of our floating around in our Durban beaches. But we also have Mike V from the Kingfisher branch in Durban with what he has seen this past week off our Durban beachfront.
How's it, my buddy? I did try to find out for you about any bite in the Durban area. There was a couple fish in the bay on the weekend. And that's pretty much it for the next couple of days. I think the bay is going to be pretty much unfishable from what I've seen coming out of it. I don't know if people are taking a chance on fishing in there. The beaches are buggered. I don't know if I'll get any info before next week, unless there are one or two guys going maybe stretching for some bronze bream or some edible, something like that. But everybody that I've spoken to is taking a resting weekend. Thanks, my buddy.
Thank you so much, Mike. Yes, taking a resting weekend. Like we said, guys, rather just clean out those tackle boxes and make some traces. Well, moving on to Mshlanga, Balito, Stanga, Tinlimana, Zinkwazi, all those areas, pretty much the same. Nothing has changed. Really upsetting conditions on the coastline. And then we also at Mtanzini Banks, where we chatted with Nick. And this is what Nick had to say about the river conditions and the sea conditions at Mtanzini.
Morning, Vinette. Well, the sun's shining on Mtanzini today. You know, we're having a fantastic weather day. The sea and the river is unplayable. So from last week until now, there's nothing I can tell you. The river is settling, the sea is settling. And then we've got a big buster coming through on Friday. Oh, you know, the hell of a quiet weekend.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Guys, as you know, Nick is the most optimistic guy when it comes to fishing in Mtanzini, but for him to sound like that just goes to show this week has been bad. Although it did pick up a little bit during midweek, I don't think anyone was really out fishing. This report came through on Thursday morning. We are publishing now on Friday. Conditions are looking fairly good this Friday, but like you said, a change of conditions for this long weekend. And the same can be said for Richards Bay, unfortunately. However, St. Lucia, well, although the conditions has been bad due to the storm has brought in some good news. Now, I have received a report from our correspondent Jeff Ashwood on Wednesday evening regarding the conditions at St. Lucia. And there was a prediction that with the amount of water that's been pushing through, hopefully the river mouth was going to be open up. So this is what Jeff had to say on Wednesday afternoon.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from St. Lucia giving your weekly deep sea report. First of all, I just want to say that all my thoughts and prayers go out to all of those that have been affected by the floods. Back to the fishing. Yeah, we had a ladies comp over the weekend. Winning boat there was Maverick, and second came Ocean Commotion and Free Spirit. The weather conditions weren't great, but by the sounds of things, everybody had loads and loads of fun. Conditions are not great at the moment, and then obviously you guys know about all the bad weather, but the Estuarine system has pulled up a lot, and there's a small possibility that it might open, but people need to understand that it's massive surface area that needs to fill up with lots and lots of water. So the guys haven't been going out to sea as a result of the big seas and the heavy rains. So until the next fish, folks, be safe.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Now, guys, like I said, this report came through on Wednesday evening, but on Thursday, well, Jeff's prediction and crossing fingers for the mouth being opening up came true. And guys, I must tell you, it is such a beautiful sight to see. Jeff has taken some footage of it and it's available on his social media page. Go on to Jeff Ashwood or Fatboy Charters. You will find this footage with the river mouth being opening. It is something that we've been waiting for a long, long time. And thanks to Mother Nature, it has been made possible, proving that every cloud has a silver lining. So that rounds off our coastal report. Fortunately, some positive news, so not all doom and gloom. But what about the freshwater fishing? And we have Jan from Peter Maritzburg, who is our correspondent, to tell us exactly what's been going on. Here is Jan.
Hi there, Jan Korobal here from the Kingfish in Peter Maritzburg, reporting from a rather dark and dingy Howick while we sit in the midst of stage 2 load shedding. Guess there's no need to rehash the stats of the trippy stuff which fell from the sky on Monday. Suffice it to say that Peter Maritzburg's long-term daily rainfall record of a mere 60 mils was smashed by the 100 mils reported for the day. Last week it seemed like Midmar Dam was tapping off with a nice thin, clear sheet of water coming over the wall. After Monday's little episode, we're now back to full-bore white water coming over the top. And the Mgani River below the dam has broken its banks and busy flooding the lands. With the good weather of last weekend, we had a number of number of reports coming in from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers, and some good fish coming in from both the still waters and the rivers. Last week we also reported that the Pietermaritzburg Bassmasters Club were holding a triple skins on Albert Falls. Reports from this event unfortunately noted that fishing was extra tough. There was only one fish that came out that was around about the 4 kilo mark, and the next best fish coming in at about the 2 kilo mark. Reports coming back from the water are that there are plenty of bait fish around, so the fish are well fed and not interested in taking artificials. With the lower sections of the rivers pumping chocolate at the moment, that means that the scaly anglers will also be sitting on the banks or possibly in the pub. And as we reported as well recently, pretty much the Sturtevant season is closed, so that's pretty much it for the yellowfish anglers for the moment. On the upside, it does seem that Midmar Dam is still fishing rather well, and apart from the weather forecast for the weekend, we would like to invite any of you coastal anglers that are struggling to find some water, do pop up to the Midlands and come in through the Kingfish in Pietermaritzburg and come and say, how's it on your way in? And tight lines for the weekend, guys.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Always great to have you contributing onto our podcast show. And yeah, bit of a bittersweet report, but the sweetness is all that matters to me, because yeah, we could do with some good news. Guys, so that brings us to the end of our fishing report for this week. Like I said at the start of the show, not much to report on. A few predictions, a few hopeful feelings about the fishing that's out there, but most importantly, let's get our beaches cleaned up. Like I said, let's just go get our bin bags, pick up what we can. If we all pull our weights together, we can get our beaches cleaned up sooner. So it is going to be a bit of a wet weekend. Fishing is not predicted to be fantastic. However, let's pop into our local tackle stores. Let's chat to the guys. The guys are open. Let's go and support them wherever we can. Get your stuff for your terminal tackle. Get those traces made up. Get those boxes cleaned up, because the fishing is bound to get better. As we know, a fisherman is probably the most optimistic sportsman out there. So one last shout out before we end the show, and that shout out is to the Kingfisher for making the show possible and getting us these fishing reports. Don't forget to go onto their website to check out their trading hours and to find their stores along KZN. For Angler New South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.